think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Come on, baby.
Oh, good girl. Is that it? Nigel put together songs that Cher Lickman knows. But who's singing, Cher?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm not great with the artists. Wait a minute, just let me... with the songs and the lyrics. I know every word to every song, but I don't know who sings it.
Give me initials.
The Doors.
Joey Pals. Nigel pointed toward the door, and I thought, I didn't see somebody was standing there. I thought, there's
the
a picture. The door. Good girl. Nicely done, Nigel.
Yeah, I love this.
Come
song.
On, baby, light my fire. Look who's here. We're really blessed with great guests, aren't we? Nancy McDonald, from one pretty girl to the next. This is Cher Lickman from
Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City.
I know your shirt matches our mic cover.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanksgiving colors.
Yes. I have my office all decorated. My tree is the Thanksgiving tree. And
you
it's
have a Thanksgiving.
You know, well, so many people, you know, they go directly from Halloween to Christmas.
I hate
and
that.
And they just ignore Thanksgiving. Well, I love Thanksgiving.
I do
so,
too.
Yeah, and I call it Thanks and Giving, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Now, you were telling me before we went on the air, I love your commercials. What's running right now?
Okay, I have three running right now. The one is called The Snow Queen. So I'm all dressed in white.
Is that Christmas?
It's actually to welcome back our winter visitors.
Oh, okay.
You know, as better known as the snowbirds.
Yes.
But
gotcha.
To welcome back them. And also to say thank you to our locals, you know, because our locals have been such a big factor for us,
yes.
Especially during, you know, the COVID mess when nobody was traveling around and we didn't have the Canadians and we didn't have the snowbirds last year, but the locals, you know, more than made up for it. So we want to make sure that we also thank our locals for their loyalty. So it's both of those. And then because it's always in the news, my space commercial
yes,
is still
I
running
like that one.
And it's probably my favorite if I have a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just, you know, reminding everybody you don't have to be a billionaire
yes.
to get into your own space and travel in your RV and make beautiful memories with family
oh.
and friends, right? And the third one, of course, is just Thanksgiving. So
oh,
I've got my pilgrim outfit.
Pilgrim?
Yeah, the pilgrim outfit. And that one's actually going to start. I think it started today.
Okay.
Yeah. So that'll run through Thanksgiving, of course, and then we'll alter back to the snowbirds, and then it'll be time to do Christmas.
My gosh.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
I'm commentating the Festival of Lights parade, which I wear, you'd love it, a short little ex-Mrs. Claus outfit with black fishnets.
Oh, sexy mama.
Send me the alimony, baby. Now, do each of these commercials have a different offer?
Well, actually, they're more of an appreciation and a recognition of the folks that, you know, do mm-hmm. business with us, and just letting you know that we're out there and we still have a lot of great inventory, and we have a lot of big discounts still going on, even in spite of the, you know, being a seller's market. We're also buying vehicles at top of the market prices because we desperately need more inventory.
Are you impacted by the clogged arteries?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Long Beach and LA.
And for the most part, it's that relates to parts, but also it relates to parts getting to the manufacturers. So therefore it's holding up production. We can't get the RVs. Yeah. So
because the RVs are made in this country, they could get them
absolutely.
To you. But they can't get the parts to finish making.
Can't get the parts to finish making them. So yeah, we're having a lot of supply chain issues, and it's getting a little bit better. It's starting to, you know, dribble in and dribs and drabs, and a lot of the coaches that we ordered, say, back in March and April and May and June, those are all coming in now for people who did custom orders. So I have to tell you, Joy, last month, the month of October, was our 12-year history of Mike Thompson RV being in Cathedral City, our biggest month ever.
Get
so in the midst of all of this and all of the supply, well, the demand is so high and the supply is so low that it's just driven prices up. It's like everywhere else, you know?
It's wonderful.
And so, yeah, so it's wonderful for our industry. And if I have just a minute, I'd like
you
to read
do.
You. I'd like just to give you a little blurb.
These, yes.
Just a little blurb.
Give it to me so I can post part
And
of
I
it.
Will. And this is today. This is for our news, more great news for our industry,
okay.
The RV industry. The RVIA, which is the Recreational Vehicle Industry Association, put out this article just today, and I want to just read you a snippet,
sure.
Just a little snippet from it to kind of tell you where we're at. It says, the popularity of RVing is showing no sign of slowing down, with a new survey revealing that 72 million Americans plan on taking an RV trip in the next year.
72 million.
This is up from 61 million in a survey conducted only 1 year ago. Interest is just exploding in exploring the outdoors and traveling with family and friends, and also because of flexibility through remote work and remote school.
Of course.
And people are, yeah, so we're, you know, your office and your home is where you plug in. So it's just amazing. It's just, they're saying also, just one more snippet, that
yes.
For the upcoming holidays, the same survey showed that 76% of leisure travelers are planning to travel over the holiday season in an RV.
Wow.
That is amazing. So 18.5 million Americans traveling in an RV during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday season. 18.5 million. We don't rent them, but there are rental agencies that do.
Because once you rented one and saw how much you loved it.
Oh, and that's the other thing that's created all of this demand mm-hmm. for RVing, is that people have rented them and people have bought them and they've gone out there and they've seen, you know, that's why we don't expect it to slow down for at least another 10 years, because people have seen that lifestyle and they've seen that camaraderie and they've seen how it is to be in the campground with people that you know and love and perfect strangers that you meet, and everybody's so friendly and so helpful, and it's just a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that people grow to love.
You know,
and once they've
seen
that, they don't want to
give it up.
Don't want to give it up because
you know. And you made me think of
it. Yeah.
I mean, I used to drive every summer from Palm Springs to my home in Montana, and I'd go to AAA and I'd get my trip kit. Remember those trip kits?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And you turn the pages. And Tyler grew up doing that. He's 33 now, so.
Yeah.
But he would learn to read and he learned to do math, figuring. But you remember the math maps?
Oh, sure.
But you had to fold in that big mess.
Oh,
now you've got a GPS.
None of that.
And all the coaches have all of this technology. It's a piece of cake.
Right. They either have GPSs or they have systems that you connect to your phone and use the GPS that's on your phone. So, yeah.
Trying to fold that accordion thing back while you were driving?
Do I ever? Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, I'm that old.
Yeah, I was 76 yesterday.
Happy birthday, Joy. Wow.
Thank you, pretty blonde lady.
Wow, you don't look a day. Oh. No way.
There's a reason I'm in radio.
Stop
okay,
it.
I think you ought to spend some time talking about used and trade-in. You need inventory. What does that mean to everybody?
Well, honestly, I have to say that right now we do have the best used inventory that we've had in quite some time because we have been just getting it out there and publicizing that we are interested in buying your trades, taking consignments, you know, taking trades, purchasing coaches. You don't need to buy one to sell us yours. You know, so we will buy your RV just outright purchase it.
And do I remember that you'll take other things in trade?
Oh, yeah. Oh, in trade, we'll take anything that doesn't eat. No, as long as it has a 17-digit vehicle ID number, you know, we will take it. So we take boats, we take, you know, a lot of, you know, RUVs, SUVs, cars, trucks, anything that has a vehicle identification number, we'll take and trade.
What's the most unusual thing anybody brought into you?
Oh,
you
my
get
goodness.
Boats?
Oh, boats. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Pontoon, I guess people who like
pontoon boats.
Like RVs.
Well, it's kind of a, you know,
culture.
Same ilk. You know, people of the same ilk. Yeah. Because that's another camaraderie. That's another, you know, class of people that go and, you know, boat owners and yacht owners and RV owners. Really, truly, it's all the same because you're in that kind of special class, and there just seems to be that kind of you know, family that blends.
Right.
We've gotten all kinds of interesting trades in past years,
got a lot of used inventory.
We do. Right now we have the best used inventory that we've had in quite some time because, you know, getting new ones has just been extremely difficult because of the you know, the parts, the supply chain breakdown. So we're taking in a lot of used, and right now we just have a lot of great used, but never, you know, we still want more. So
yes.
Yeah. And we turn around, we turn them around. We sell them. Sometimes we take it in one day and sell it the next.
Gosh.
So we still have plenty of room on our lot for more inventory. So if you have something you're not using, folks, come on over and see
now,
us.
Now, if I brought in the one I wish I had so I could trade it in.
Uh-huh.
How, and I wanted to order a new one. What's the lead time now?
Oh, boy. Depending on what you're ordering,
uh-huh.
Anywhere from 4 to 8 months. Yeah. Some of the higher-end coaches that are, you know, the diesel pushers, the luxury ones, just backed up, you know.
Gosh.
And they're selling like hotcakes. So, for instance, you know, there was an RV show that took place like in Pennsylvania recently.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get the exact figures of how many, but they sold a ton of vehicles. And they had almost nothing there to show to the public because there's nothing available to show. Because, you know, like right now, I have 3 brand new diesel pushers. Three brand new diesel pushers. In years past, I would have had 15 or 20.
Yes.
So the shortages. So many more people now are ordering than in the past. Because
and how many people did you tell me are going to travel?
72 million Americans.
Will take an RV trip in 2022.
Correct.
And how many over
in
Thanksgiving?
18.5 million people
over
will travel over the holidays. So that includes
Thanksgiving
and Christmas. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? So everybody's out there in the, well, just drive down the 10 freeway, you
yes.
know, and you'll see. It's just amazing.
And made the point I never thought of, and I know we're out of time, but you made the point that now you can work from your RV. Your kids can do their schooling from their RV.
Right.
You
whether
never
you
have
use
to
it,
go home.
Yeah.
Take
whether
the
you
cat.
Use it, yeah, take the cat. Take the dog.
Nigel's got
take the grandparents.
6 new baby puppies.
Oh.
Put them in the RV. Let's go.
Oh, that's That's so sweet.
Oh, you're always a joy.
Yeah,
to have.
It's just a lifestyle that comes highly recommended. And once you've gotten out there and see what it's like to be in the campgrounds of life, as I call
yes.
it. Once you get out there, you just won't ever let it go because it just gives you a freedom, you know.
Sign off with the phone number, the website, the location, and your slogan.
Okay.
Go.
760-324-3651. And Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We're located at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. And we deliver customer delight.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you
for having me. If you're near your phones, Joey.
Happy holidays.
You too. If you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.